Anonymous. Why would anyone want to do that? This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Monday on the program. So glad to have you along for the conversation as we head into another cycle of winter weather. And if you missed it, there's going to be something like four storms over 10 days. Just letting you know. Joining me now, though, for the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber of Business Brief, Rich Studley here with me, the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Rich, I hope you had a good weekend.
I did, Steve, and it's going to be a great week. Lots going on in Lansing.
A lot going on in Lansing. And one of the things that caught my attention here last week, Governor Whitmer goes to the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, and asks for her legal opinion on the legality of the Environmental Rules Review Committee and the Environmental Permit Review Commission. These are two things that were signed into law by Governor Snyder, I think in June of 2018, long before the, you know, the lame duck sessions and so forth. But then the governor tries to spike these two deals, get rid of them with an executive directive or an executive order. And according to a couple of op-eds I read, that's not even really a legal path to follow. What are these commissions? Why are you concerned about these items?
Well, Steve, I think what we saw last week is an example of how sometimes it's easier to talk about bipartisan cooperation than it is to actually do it. Article 5, Section 2 of our state constitution is very, very clear. The governor, any governor, has the authority to organize or reorganize the executive branch for purposes of administrative efficiency, and the legislature has equal authority to disapprove an executive order. And that's what happened last week in the state house. The governor reacted quite negatively to that. We understand that people have strong feelings about this issue, but the reason lawmakers were concerned is that the legislature had worked 4 years on legislation to improve, to increase stakeholder involvement in the regulatory process at the Department of Environmental Quality. And the intent of that legislation was not partisan. It was to provide a seat at the table for agriculture, for local government, for environmental groups, and yes, even business. Imagine that. Job providers would have a seat at the table. Environmental extremists never like this legislation. They have a fair amount of influence with the new administration, and the governor surprised lawmakers in the House and the Senate and on both sides of the aisle by unilaterally deciding to use the executive authority to essentially repeal a piece of legislation. And that's really not the intent of executive orders, and I think that's where the controversy has come from, because most of us who study the Constitution believe that we have three branches of government, separate and equal, not just one.
You know, it's interesting you point that out, because you can't, from the executive branch, create or delete, I suppose, legislation that's been duly passed. And again, the point that I make, and not that it would make a lot of difference legally speaking, but I make the point that these laws were signed in by Governor Snyder in June of last year. They weren't rushed through. They were vetted. They were talked about. They were evaluated back and forth, right? This was not some rush job. They wanted to give people a chance to have recourse, because if you're rejected, if you're a business, you're trying to get something done and you get rejected for some reason, you've got to have recourse. You've got to have some place you can appeal the decision, right?
That's correct. This is a Department of Environmental Quality, and no doubt there are a lot of good people who work there. But for over 10 years, it's been a very troubled agency under both Democratic and Republican administrations. These are the unionized bureaucrats who tell farmers that a mud puddle is a wetland, and they can't go forward to plant a crop in the spring or summer. And so there's been some real challenges. This legislation was worked on for over 4 years. It is based on a system that has been in effect in Indiana for years and years and years, and has worked very well there to make the administrative rules process better. The governor and the director of the DEQ continue to retain authority over the agency. And I think the challenge here is, again, under our state constitution, governors can sign or veto legislation, but they actually have to be in office to do that. You can't reach back to a previous legislative session and a previous administration and use the executive order as some kind of magical pocket veto.
Yeah, well, you know, isn't relitigating old fights and old battles, things that we've already gone down that road. It's already been taken care of, already been argued out and worked out. And what could it possibly hurt to allow businesses or farmers or whoever it may be a chance to say, hey, now wait a second, I think you got this wrong, here's why. Let's talk about it. Let's see if we can come to an understanding that works for everybody. And yet it doesn't seem that that's the way this administration wants to go.
Well, we're still hopeful that the governor will reconsider. But, Steve, I think you've just hit the nail on the head here. Every day for the next few weeks, the next few months, the governor and legislative leaders will have to decide. Do you look for points of agreement and work together to fix the roads or lower the cost of auto insurance, which is ridiculously high, or work to fill the talent gap? Or do you look backwards and revisit old fights? We think that revisiting old fights is not the way to move Michigan forward. So that's why today the Michigan Chamber is releasing our legislative priorities for this legislative session. They're very positive. They're very proactive. We want to focus on things that everyday folks care about, lowering the high cost of auto insurance, fixing the damn roads.
And I've heard that.
If we do that, I think we can keep Michigan moving forward. We're looking forward to the governor's State of the State address later this week. I hope that the Senate will follow through. And if we can't negotiate a reasonable compromise with the governor and legislative leaders, and it's their job to do that, we want to encourage them to work together. But I think it's likely that later this week or next week, the Senate will join the House and disapprove the governor's executive order. That's an unnecessary fight that doesn't have to happen. We hope the governor and legislative leaders will rise above it, settle this issue, so we can work together moving our state forward.
Great explanation, Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. I appreciate you coming out. I'm going to guess that we're going to have some other questions about things that come up in the future, so I'm going to guess we'll talk very soon, my friend.
Gladly.
Thank you very much. Rich Studley from the Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan. And these things, you know, are going to be of great importance to us here because we are a business-friendly program. We support business, and we want, you know, you can't support jobs and be anti-business. It doesn't make sense. We're pro-job, pro-Michigan, pro-business. Yes, we are. And, you know, and I'm glad to say that and wear it right on my sleeve. It's 52 after. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show on a Monday. We'll be right back.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.